Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys here on this Monday. Our guy, Johnny Venezia, is going to join us here in moments, talk some college baseball. We got a loaded slate coming up over this week. We'll break it all down with Johnny V. Also, we continue our NL East previews. We look at the Atlanta Braves today, who's going to be a really interesting team here in the upcoming season. NFL award markets are out. We got Offensive Player of the Year. We got MVP. We're going to dive into NFL MVP for the upcoming season. And then it's a Monday. I'll talk about my top 10 teams in college basketball. We'll look at national championship future markets as well. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in. You can follow us at the BetMGM Network. You can send us some questions on Twitch, on YouTube, on X, whatever is your convenience, and we will try and get to them over the next 30 minutes. If you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Monday. Glasses and Sesh, we go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Johnny Venezia. You can give Johnny a follow on X at underscore Johnny VTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, you were telling me off air, man, college baseball season couple weeks in's been really good, but this slate that we have upcoming this week, we got a lot of really good series. What are the series that people should be keeping an eye on for this upcoming week in college baseball?
Yeah, listen, the first two weekends, chaos ensues as always. But to be honest, it was so great to have the sport back. But if I'm being honest, the slates weren't that great. That all changes this week. We have a bunch of tournaments headlined by the Astros Classic Foundation down in Minute Maid Park. Have that every year. This has some really good teams with great matchups. You got A&M, Arizona, Tennessee, OK State, Mississippi State, and Rice. I'm really, really intrigued by this Tennessee-OK State game. First game, you got Liam Doyle going, who's been off the hook since transferring from Ole Miss. Versus OSU, OK State, who's got a loaded lineup, two great offenses in a ballpark that can play very small with those Crawford boxes. A lot of great matchups in that one, as well as the Frisco Classic with LSU, K-State, Nebraska, Sam Houston. So I'm really looking forward to a lot of these matchups, and that's just to name a few. There's a lot of different ones where there's going to be betting advantages throughout the weekend, Peach.
Johnny, you obviously watch all these teams, man. You know which teams at this point in the season are teams that we want to bet on or teams that we want to fade. Give me some teams that you've noticed are some good fades early on here in the college baseball season.
It's so early in the year, right? 2 weeks in, but I love overreactions. That's what I do. I overreact and I'm very dramatic. Oregon State, I talked about last week as, wow, this offense is a wagon. They put up 48 runs. They're pitching. They have a lot of high-octane arms. They start out the weekend great. We gave out Oregon State as a winner over Virginia on Friday on You Better You Bet. And then, boom, their pitching gets lit up by Oklahoma and Minnesota yesterday on a bounce back off a loss against the Sooners on Saturday. Their pitching got destroyed, walks, defensive errors, absolute disaster. Oregon State is a very good team. But the fact is their offense, despite how talented they are leaving way too many runners on base. They're making errors in the field. Their pitchers are walking too many batters. So right now, even though it's hard for me, I got to stay away from the Beavers. They cost me a lot of money this weekend. And the other team, Virginia. UVA was a team that you know I was so high on. They were one of my key three bets to win it all. Tier one team are off to a very slow start. They lost two games this weekend. Their offense is lost. They look like they're sleepwalking out there right now, and their pitching is not good enough to make up for that. So I think right now, and it's a shame because they're top 10 teams, UVA, Oregon State, stay away from me till further notice.
All right, very good. Yeah, on BetMGM right now, Virginia 10-1 to win the College World Series. Johnny, let's talk about some teams that you do like to win the College World Series. We do this with you every Monday. We talk about your futures portfolio, teams that you've bet to win the national championship, any teams you have your eye on, maybe down the board that people should take a look at.
Well, obviously, I have the preseason portfolio starter with LSU, A&M, Virginia. That's what I've been talking about all preseason, and I still believe that. It's early, right? These teams should at least get it together. UNC I added throughout the week. We talked about that one as well. But if I'm looking at some teams that I think are worth at least keeping your eye on, if you don't want to pull the trigger right now, the Texas Longhorns were a team I had preseason to make Omaha. 30-1 right now you can get them at to win it all. Jim Schlossnagel brought together a very good group. That Longhorns offense is loaded. Their pitching staff has some really good arms. Jared Spencer, Luke Harrison, couple big guys out of the bullpen. Once they start to really gel, I think this Longhorns team can be very good and make some noise in the SEC. And a little bit further down the board, I don't think they're going to win. If you want to take a 100-1 nibble on Arizona State, they're so fun to watch. I tweet about them all the time. They're my Big 12 preseason winner. Their offense is disgusting. Might be a top 10 offense by the time it's all said and done. Highlighted my guy Brandon Compton as a Golden Spikes candidate last week. I took a ticket on him. Teams are afraid to death to pitch to him. Oral Roberts walked him 8 times this week, and they walked him 4 times yesterday. This kid will not be pitched to right now, but eventually they're going to have to because there's too many contributors around there. They hung 33 on Ohio State last weekend, hung 28 on Oral Roberts this weekend. The pitching has some juice with Ben Jacobs as the Friday guy, and Jack Martinez is the Saturday guy. The bullpen needs some work, so that's obviously the one bugaboo. That's why they're 100-1, but plus 650 to make Omaha. I think this team is a real dark horse. If that pitching can get under control, the Arizona State Sun Devils are going to surprise a lot of people in Willie Bloomquist's fourth year.
Anybody outside of Brendan Compton that you bet to win Golden Spikes here recently?
Well, I got my guy Max Bailu from Texas. This kid's a freak. He's batting .525 to start the year. This was a guy I had in my key three portfolio preseason as well. And I talked about him last June as a guy I would bet for 2025. Off to a magnificent start. He is the guy for a loaded Longhorns lineup. I still believe in Nolan Schubart. His start's been decent. He's batting .370. The power's not there yet, but it will come for him. OK State had a delayed start to their series. They actually play their second game against UT Arlington this afternoon. I still believe in Schubart. There's 18-1 out there. I got to be honest, too. Henry Ford at 25-1 has gotten off to a miserable start. I do believe he will find his way back there eventually. Good value to get on him right now. Compton was a guy I did add, but right now, based on the prices, I'm not betting anybody else in comparison to what the numbers they have. Those are the four guys I'm content with. Ava Arquette from Oregon State had a monster weekend, but his price got slashed from 30-1 to 8-1 in the midst of a 450 average with a 1,500 OPS. This kid's ripping, but not bettable.
Johnny, got about a couple minutes left. Everybody can obviously see. They all know how deep in the weeds you are to college baseball. So I want to get your thoughts on these Rookie of the Year markets that we have in Major League Baseball. I want to start with the National League because I think it's really interesting that Roki Sasaki, who's going to be a rookie for the Dodgers this year, is the favorite at plus 200. Rare that pitchers end up winning this award. Who do you like for NL Rookie of the Year?
There's a million different guys. This might be the most loaded rookie class on both sides we've seen in over a decade. There are so many talented arms. And like Roki Sasaki, Dylan Cruz, Matt Shaw. Cruz and Shaw were two guys before the numbers came out I really liked because I watched them a lot in college. But I'm looking further down the board. I got my guy Chase Dolander, Dolly, my day one incubator guy, who was supposed to be the number one pick in 2023. The guy who's the next Jacob DeGrom, Pedro Martinez mix, the future ace for the Rockies, first they've had in two decades. I got him at 150-1. He's still 80-1 out there. He has a good shot to make the opening day roster, if not come up very early. Even in Coors Field, this kid is elite. He's the best pitcher in the minor leagues, bar none, and I think there's good value on him even playing in Coors Field. But to be honest with you, if I'm going with somebody that's got a little bit more of a pitcher-friendly park, it's Quinn Matthews from Stanford at 50-1. Watched him a lot at Stanford. He should have been a first-rounder, but his age and pitch count probably held him back. I couldn't believe St. Louis got him in the fourth round. What a steal. This kid is moving up fast. He's got a lot of juice and a lot of experience.
What about in 30 seconds, Johnny? American League. Jason Dominguez, the Yankees, is the favorite. Who would you keep an eye on over an AL Rookie of the Year?
Again, it's really loaded, but if I'm looking at prices this early, I think Christian Moore for the Angels is worth a shot. We know they keep their guys up. I watched Moore all 3 years at Tennessee. This kid was on one last year. Absolutely amazing. I think he's going to rake as soon as he comes up. It just depends when he comes up. You know these rookies usually go through a slump, but Christian Moore's game developed so much in 3 years at Tennessee that I think he has a legitimate shot to come up early like Zach Neto did and just start raking in a Angels lineup that might be really good this year.
Johnny Venezia, give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV. And make sure you guys check out the Breaking Bet podcast. Always great joining us here on Mondays on Send It In. Johnny, appreciate it as always, sir. Talk again next week.
Yep, thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's continue our MLB previews here on Send It In as we look at the Atlanta Braves for the upcoming season. I'm going to be honest with you guys, of all the teams that we've previewed so far in Major League Baseball, the Braves are one of the more interesting cases because we know how good they've been over the last 5-6 years. Their organization is towards the top in Major League Baseball. I think every baseball fan wishes that their team was the Atlanta Braves in the sense that when they have a young superstar, the Braves lock them up. They sign them to a long contract, and those guys are Braves forever. Ronald Acuna signed a long-term deal. Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Spencer Strider, all these guys. The Braves understand when they have a young player who's going to be really good, they lock them up. Michael Harris, the same thing. So many teams around Major League Baseball don't do this, but the Braves do. So obviously their roster is pretty much the same year to year. What makes this year so interesting, though, is obviously how bad last year went for Atlanta. After having a historic offense 2 years ago, I mean, last year, man, they were just decimated by injuries. They lost Spencer Strider for the year. They lost Ronald Acuna for the year. They had so many injuries. But then they also had some bright spots. Chris Sale went on to win NL Cy Young. Marcelo Ozuna had an unbelievable year. I think a lot of people are expecting an Atlanta Braves bounce back. I think they're obviously going to be better, and they need to stay healthy. It's just going to be interesting, though, right? Like, is Chris Sale going to put up the numbers that he did last year? If Strider comes back, is he going to be as effective as he has been? Is he going to stay healthy? Ronaldo Lopez had a great year for Atlanta. Is he going to continue to be really good? And then their lineup. Like, you would expect guys like Acuna and Harris and these guys to be really good. Austin Riley, Matt Olson. But it's like the Sean Murphys. It's the Jerkson Profar, who had a career year out in San Diego. It's those kind of guys. It was those guys. It was those ancillary pieces for Atlanta 2 years ago that made their lineup top to bottom so deadly. So I think a lot of people are buying the Braves bounce back. I personally didn't do anything with the win total at 93.5. I tend to lean towards the under, though, because I think there's more that could go wrong with the Braves. And for Acuna and Strider to continue to deal with injuries throughout this season, for a little bit of their lineup and their pitching staff to be slumping. And look, the division got a lot better, right? The Mets are going to be better. The Phillies are going to be really good. The Nationals are going to be really good as well. So I didn't do anything with the Braves in the futures market in terms of win total or to win the National League or to win the division. I think if you want to bet the Braves, I would look at the upside of Atlanta, and I would look at Matt Olson. I think that's the guy to target. 2 years ago, Matt Olson was one of the league leaders in all of baseball in home runs. For him to lead baseball again in home runs, it's 20-1. For him to win NL MVP, it's 40-1. So if you believe Matt Olson's going to hit over 50 homers this season, I think both of those are worth a bet. I don't want to get involved with Acuna because he is coming off a major injury. And when he won MVP a couple years ago, he had the home runs and the stolen bases to go with it. He swiped over 70 stolen bases. So the speed element is such a big part of Acuna's game. And I feel like they're going to ease him back in to things when him and Strider eventually return early on in the season. So Atlanta's a real tricky team. I know a lot of people feel like they're due to bounce back. I definitely could see that, but I feel like we have more questions than answers at this point. So for me, the Braves, in terms of bets with their team, staying away. But I think Olson MVP upside 40-1, and for him to lead the league in home runs at 20-1. Those are the two bets that I would look at for the Braves. All right, let's talk NFL MVP futures. I think this is a really interesting market, okay? So obviously, the MVP debate this past year in the NFL was a huge discussion between Lamar and between Josh Allen. Joe Burrow had unbelievable numbers. Saquon Barkley nearly broke the rushing record. You look at the odds now for the upcoming season. Lamar's going to be your favorite at plus 450. Josh Allen plus 600. You got Mahomes at 7-1. Burrow's plus 750. Jaden Daniels 11-1. Hurts 20-1. Stroud is 22-1. Then you got a couple guys at 25-1, 28-1, and then down the board. So the way that I look at this, to me, there's a guy that I really like. And I've actually called the MVP the last 3 years. So I do have a good feel for this market. And I feel like I got the guy who's going to win it again for the upcoming season. And I think that's Patrick Mahomes at 7-1. I would go with Mahomes to win MVP for the upcoming season. Rashee Rice is going to come back from injury. You're going to get year two of Xavier Worthy. Full year of Hollywood Brown. I would expect Kansas City to add another receiver or maybe even two through the draft or through free agency. And I just think with how much the Chiefs offense struggled this past season and the fact that they didn't score more than 30 points in any regular season game, how the season ended with the Super Bowl, I feel like it's going to give Mahomes a chip on his shoulder. He hasn't won the MVP now in coming up on 3 years. So I think voters, that might get more in their head with like, okay, Mahomes, maybe more a chance to win MVP, because as we saw this year, voter fatigue certainly could be a thing. That's why I would not bet Lamar at plus 450, not at that price, because I think Lamar at this point has kind of turned into Jokic. We know how incredible a regular season player he is. It's going to take a lot for Lamar to win his third MVP. Josh Allen had an unbelievable season. I expect him to have another really good season, but I would not bet him to go back-to-back. Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, I think, are going to be the two most trendy picks for MVP next season, right? If Chase and Higgins come back, or even just one of them, if just Chase comes back, a lot of people are going to like Joe Burrow. I don't know how you can bet Burrow, though, for MVP until you see what Cincinnati's offseason looks like. But look, I get it. If Burrow stays healthy, he's going to have another great year. If the defense is improved, if they win games and they go to the playoffs, Burrow's going to have a great shot. I just have a feeling he's going to be way too trendy. Jaden Daniels is going to be what CJ Stroud was coming into this year, but on steroids. 11-1. Obviously, as a rookie, making it to the NFC Championship game looks so good. Hypothetically, Washington's offense around Jaden Daniels this past year is the worst it should look under Jaden with all the money that they have to spend. And now that free agents around the league know that Washington has a franchise quarterback, probably going to make some veteran players come play with Jaden Daniels. But those guys are too trendy for me. Jalen Hurts is at 20-1. Jalen Hurts is a heck of a player. He's a heck of a big game player. Don't really love him for regular season awards, though. C.J. Stroud is interesting. They move on from Bobby Slowick. Nico Collins is a number one receiver. Diggs is going to be coming back from injury. I would expect Houston to add some more reinforcements at wide receiver. Stroud could be interesting at 22-1. I also think Jordan Love is interesting as well at 25-1. Green Bay's got all these young receivers. Matt LaFleur is the head coach. And Jordan Love, remember, week one against Philadelphia, he got injured. He was just never right the entire year. So he's going to come into next season fully healthy. I expect a big year from Jordan Love. So I think him at 25-1 is worth a good look. Don't take Justin Herbert at 25-1 with Greg Roman as his OC and no receivers outside of Ladd McConkey. Don't take Jared Goff with the fact that he's losing Ben Johnson at 25-1. Brock Purdy at 28-1. Don't take him either. He's not winning MVP. So there's really nobody outside of like Stroud or Love, anybody below that, that I would take. I think those are the cutoffs. But for me, NFL MVP for next season, really feel good about Patrick Mahomes at plus 700. I think there's going to be so much talk about Burrow and Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen going back-to-back and how Lamar got robbed this past season. He wins All-Pro, but he doesn't win MVP. The Chiefs, as we know, were really disappointing on offense this past season. I would not expect that again going into next year. I think the Chiefs are going to put up some points, so I like Mahomes plus 700 to win MVP. All right, let's talk some college basketball now here on Send It In. It's a Monday. And on Mondays, we like giving out our top 10 teams in college basketball. We're going to start with the number one team. They've been number one for a while, and that's going to be the Auburn Tigers at plus 300. Don't bet Auburn to win the title at plus 300. At this point, you've missed the boat, and I still think that they're going to lose a game or two down the stretch. Auburn's final four games of the regular season are all against ranked teams. They got a couple of tricky games on the road, so Auburn's got some difficult games. I think they're going to stumble at least once. They might lose again in the SEC tournament. Auburn's pretty much locked into a one seed, and I don't expect their odds to change all that much, but at plus 300, there's really just no value there on Auburn. What I would like if I was an Auburn fan or a bettor who has an Auburn to win national championship ticket is the fact that they have not looked great ever since beating Alabama. They have struggled against Arkansas and against Georgia. Both those teams played them really tough, but Auburn has found ways to win those games late, and that's what you want to see. You want to see Auburn challenged and tested and finding ways to win games late, and that is what Auburn has done. So like them, number one team in the country. Duke is going to be number two for me at plus 425. Absolutely dismantled Illinois over the weekend by 43 points. I think that final score was a little bit misleading in the sense that Duke played their A game and Illinois played their F game. Duke was 12 for 23 from three-point range. Illinois was 2 for 27, right? Like, if Illinois shoots like that, they're not beating anybody in the country. If Duke shoots like that, they're not losing to anybody in the country. So Duke is way better than Illinois. We knew that going into the game. And then you combine the fact Duke really couldn't miss and Illinois couldn't make the shot. That's how you get a 43-point win for Duke. But nonetheless, top five offense and defensive efficiency, they look really, really good. Duke, number two team in the country. Florida Gators are going to be the number three team for me at plus 800. I've been talking about Florida all year. Their backcourt I love. Walter Clayton Jr. is one of my favorite guards in the country. Elijah Martin, the transfer from FAU, has Final Four experience. Will Richards, a really good player, but they're big men. Don't get enough credit. And Todd Golden has done a great job of getting big men at Florida that really complement the guards and what they want to do. He gets guys that are great rebounders and great defenders. They make all the hustle plays, all the things that don't show up on a stat sheet. Gators have won six in a row. They also have a pretty tough stretch to finish the season. So we'll see if the Gators can keep it rolling. But right now, my number three team in the country. The number four team for me in the country is going to be the Houston Cougars at plus 800. Now, even though I think Houston is one of the best teams in the country, I would not bet Houston to win the national championship. I've seen Houston become a very popular national title pick over the last couple weeks, and it makes sense, right? They're rolling through the Big 12. They've only lost one game. They're undefeated on the road in Big 12 play. They're at the very worst going to get a two seed, maybe have a shot at getting a one seed. Their defense is elite. They're number seven on offense, according to KenPom. But the thing you guys have to remember is that 100% of the national champions going all the way back to 2004 have been inside the top 12 of the Week 6 AP poll. And Houston was ranked 15th when that Week 6 AP poll poll came out. So they are not inside that top 12. Why is week six significant? Because it's usually the point in the college basketball season where the non-conference schedule is over and teams are starting to gear up for conference play. And we don't take enough stock into what happens in the early part of the college basketball season. When those teams are playing those tournaments during feast week on those neutral sites, it's really the best kind of test that we get before March Madness, right? There's no home court advantage, no teams on the road. You get split crowds. You get to see how players react to certain situations. Houston lost three games in the non-conference. Now, granted, two of those games were against Bama and Auburn, but nonetheless, Houston did struggle in the non-conference. So even though I think they're a really good team, I would stay away from them to win the national championship. Bama, for me, is going to be the number five team in the country at 11-1 to win the national title, but I would not bet Bama to win the national title. Defense is just not good enough, and they're not a good enough three-point shooting team as they were last year, especially. Starting to worry about Bama a little bit. Their schedule's brutal here down the stretch. I think there's a chance Houston could end up with the final number one seed, and Bama could drop to number two. St. John's, the team that everybody's talking about right now, is going to be my number six at 25-1. I don't think St. John's can win the national championship. They certainly can go to the Final Four. When Patino's your head coach and you have a defense as good as they do, you can win a lot of games. But eventually in the tournament, there's going to need to be a game where they need to win in the 80s or the 90s, and I just don't know if St. John's is going to be able to do that. Iowa State will be number seven for me. Cyclones were without their two best players against Houston on Saturday, and Curtis Jones and Keyshawn Gilbert, so it's tough to really know how that game could have gone. Iowa State's kind of had a little bit of a tough stretch during conference play, but if they get healthy, dangerous team to watch out for. Missouri's going to be the number eight team for me. I love Mizzou. I've been talking about them all year on this show. Their offense is lethal, and when they're hitting their shots, they can beat anybody on any given day. Texas Tech's going to be my number nine team. They play Houston tonight with a chance to sweep the series and give Houston the only loss to a Big 12 team. They could potentially move up. And then my number 10 team is going to be the Maryland Terrapins, one of the best starting fives in all of college basketball. They call them the Crab Five, and they are legit. They can shoot, they can score, they can defend. They're really good. So keep an eye out for the Terps at 50-1 to win the national title. All right, let's go to Lucy Burge checking in the Lions Den. Make sure you guys give Lucy a follow at Lucille Burge, BetMGM Network writer and host. Lucy, loving the pink today.
Thank you, PJ.
Give us some winners, Lucy. What do you like today on this Monday?
Yes, I have two picks for tonight, both in the NBA. Jazz +4.5 against the Trailblazers. The Jazz have covered three of their last four spreads and six of their last seven at home, while the Trailblazers have failed to cover their last three on the road and four of their last five overall. Jazz are averaging more points scored per game than the Trailblazers at 112-109. So I like the Jazz to cover this spread tonight. And I also like the Pistons +2.5 against the Clippers. The Pistons have also been covering lately. They have covered their last four and six of their last seven. They're also on a six-game winning streak, and the Clippers have not covered in their last three, and they've also lost their last two. And on the road, the Clippers haven't covered in almost a month. The Pistons have covered four of their last six at home. Both teams are on the second night of a back-to-back, so the fatigue disadvantage is evened out here. The Pistons have the advantage being at home, so I'm taking them to cover here +2.5.
All right, very good. Lucy, we're talking NL East teams now on Send It In. We've talked about the Mets. We've talked about the Phillies. The Braves, for me, are a real tough team to break down this year because of how much they were injured last year. There's no question how talented they are. What are your thoughts on the Atlanta Braves for the upcoming season? Are you a believer in the Braves?
I am semi-believer. I think they'll have a solid season. I think they will make the playoffs. However, they have a very high win total set for them this year, especially for being in a very stacked division. They lost Charlie Morton. They lost Max Fried. Spencer Strider coming back. They have Chris Sale, but I would lean the under of 93.5 wins. They had 89 last year. I think they will have a similar type of season. They could win 89 to 91 games. So I think they'll make the playoffs, but I would take the under on their win total for this year.
Lucy, what I love about the Braves futures market this year is that Spencer Strider, 35-1 to win NL Cy Young. Ronald Acuna, 35-1 to win NL MVP. Now, somebody on this network, I can't remember who, correctly predicted NL Cy Young last year, a guy, member of the Braves. So I figured you would be a good person to ask this question to, Lucy. Would you rather bet Strider or Acuna at 35-1?
So I would rather bet Acuna because I am taking Paul Skeens to win the NL Cy Young this year, which isn't, you know, it's not the hottest take in the world, but Paul Skeens to win NL Cy Young. So I would not take Spencer Strider and I would take Ronald Acuna Jr. He won this in 2023 unanimously. So I think he could come back and have a big year. So of these two, I would take Ronald Acuna Jr. to win NL MVP.
All right, there you go. Lucy Burge joining us here during the Lions Den. Make sure you guys are following Lucy on X at Lucille Burge, BetMGM Network writer and host. Lucy, always appreciate the time. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. And we got a good college basketball slate today. That Texas Tech-Houston's game is going to be awesome. Michigan and Nebraska is going to be a good one, too. We'll give out some picks there in a moment. We'll start with the prop lock, though. We're going to take R.J. Davis for North Carolina over 15.5 points tonight against Florida State. Big game for UNC. Right now, they are squarely on the bubble, probably one of those first four teams out. They need to take care of business tonight in Tallahassee. R.J. Davis in four straight road games in ACC play has scored 16 or more points. So we'll go R.J. Davis over 15.5 points. Dog of the day, give me the Texas Tech Red Raiders plus 105 against Houston. This is going to be a war tonight. This is going to be an all-out battle. Texas Tech won at Houston a couple weeks ago, so you know the Cougs are going to be looking for revenge. I don't think they're going to get it, though. Not in Lubbock tonight. Give me Texas Tech in what should be a really good game, plus 105 on the money line. And then finally, my favorite bet of the night is going to be Nebraska as a small underdog, minus 102 on the money line against Michigan. I think Nebraska should be like a minus two and a half point favorite tonight in this game. Fact that they're only minus 102 on the money line, I don't agree with that price. So I'll take Nebraska tonight, money line against Michigan. Thanks again to Johnny V, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. Isaac Shade, Nick Kenyon, join us tomorrow. We'll see you guys then. Have a great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.